我哋一个开始嘅祈祷。
Let's start with a word of prayer。
天父啊，我哋拿着一个战惊嘅心。
Lord, we come before you.
我哋知道系一个末世嘅时候。
We know this is the end of the age。
末世嘅人系中意邪情私欲。
People living in this end of the age like to lust and live according to the passion。
正如彼得后书第二章里边所讲。
Just like written in 2 Peter。
人系喜欢呢个淫乱。
People like to live in the lust。
贪爱钱财。
Greedy of the money。
背主背友。
And rebel the law and the people。
我哋今日求主你省察我哋嘅心。
Lord, pray that you will search our heart。
因为我们看到但以利书所讲的警告，
we know that the warnings come from them,
所讲的预言
and the, what he prophesied,
我们今天要看到是怎样是奇妙地来到是应验。
We know that all this prophecy will fulfill as today.
既然是这样的话，彼得后书所讲的警告
so what the warning in 2 Peter,
一样是会在我们的年代里面应验出来
will also be fulfilled。
求主你怜悯我哋，我哋感谢祈求奉我主耶稣基督嘅名而求。我哋今日同大家一齐分享神嘅话语。我哋其实系好似系讲几节嘅经文。但系呢几节经文咧，系包括系世界历史好大嘅领域。
Those verses, I also want to elaborate about.The history of the world.
所以我们就好像是讲三节的圣经。
Looks like we only look at the three verses.
但是我们今天是要好像讲很多故事。
But we will tell you a lot of stories related.
首先我们请大家看但以理书第十一章。
Let's turn to Daniel chapter 11.
但以理书第十一章。
Chapter 11, Daniel.
第一节。
Verse 1.
他说在这个马代王大利烏元年，
他說
我曾經起來
是
來幫這個米迦勒使他堅強，他幫誰呢？他幫了這個米迦勒天使，
他幫了Archangel Michael。
这个我是指谁呢？谁是起来帮这个米迦勒天使呢？
So who's the first person? I.
上次跟大家所说的这个就是加布列天使。
The I, the person in hand refers to the angel Gabriel.
这样加布列天使多数是文官来的，多数是做差事，做差遣的。
We know that the role of angel Gabriel is role of mainly of administrative type of work.
米迦勒就是武将，就成日跟魔鬼打仗的。
Angel Michael is the one that will do the fighting.
但是现在我们好像看见这个文官都起来帮手，帮手打仗。
And in here we know that even the administrative role of Angel Michael, he also stand up and help Michael as well.
所以求主等我们可以是不要只是说自己那个的恩赐是做行政啊，不合圣经的，不合圣经吩咐啊。
So from here, hopefully we can learn that we don't start our role into administrative, but this is not a biblical.
加布列天使自己文武全才。
We know that angel here they switch position from administrative to technical, so they help each other.
咁佢到底有咩咁緊要嘅預言呢？
Why is it so important in this prophecy?
上次同大家所睇嘅但以理書第十章裏邊，整章聖經話喺天上裏邊有個好大嘅爭戰。
As we read chapter 10 of Daniel, we know that there's a big battle in the heaven.
係有兩個魔君。
That's
two evil. 一个魔君是在伊朗的。
One evil is from Iran.
一个魔君是希腊的。
The other one is Greece.
From Greece. 咁呢两个魔君要出来的时候
，When these two evils come out,
其实嗰个目的咧系要对付神嘅选民犹太人。
The purpose for them to come out is to go against the God.
但以利书第十章去到第十二章，全部是讲圣经里面对神的选民的预言。
So chapter 10 and 11 is talk about the prophesies for the elected one of God.
但是神的选民的预言呢，就 係好奇妙嘅，就係在世界歷史當中咧，係混合埋嚟，係影響世界歷史嘅。
This interesting thing in these colleges is that when they talk about the elected one, it also emerged with the world history.
所以第十章裏面講到話，但以利有咁大嘅預言嗰時候，佢用咗成十，即係用咗好多字嘅經文嚟到解釋將來嘅預言係何等嘅重要。
Daniel emphasized the vision he saw, how important it is in so many verses.
但以利見到呢個異象嘅時候，佢已經係八十多歲嘅老人家啦。
When Daniel saw the vision, he was about 80 something.
上次同大家講嘅話，老人家咧唔好怕。
Last time we said that as an elderly people do not be afraid.
望我哋好似但以利咁樣。
Hope that we will be just like Daniel.
唔好認老。
Do not claim that we are old.
唔好認輸啊！千祈唔好認輸啊！
Claim that we already defeated.
第三樣啊，唔好認人少啊。
The third one is not to claim that we don't have enough people.
佢見到呢個異象嗰時候，天上有好大嘅聲音出現，附近嘅人就驚啊，冚唪跑曬。
When he saw the vision, there's a loud voice from heaven. The rest of the people fled away.
但以利書第十一章裏邊就講。
In chapter 11.
在但以利之後。
After the Daniel,
那個波斯王
the king of Persia,
波斯王是古列王啊，第一世。
The first king of Persia is King Cyrus.
是但以利，而家係但以利書第十章裏邊所講嘅，就係古列王第三年裏邊佢見到異象嘅，就係古列王第一世。
So in the third year of King Cyrus, Daniel had a vision.
呢個就係我哋同大家頭先睇嘅《以斯拉記》嗰度第一章嗰度話，準猶太人翻去重建自己聖殿嗰個嘅王啦。
So it's the same thing as we read the book of Israel that King Cyrus allowed the Jewish people went back to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple.
但以利書第十一章第二節裏邊所講話。
In chapter 11, verse 2.
古列王一世之後，會有三個波斯王興起。
It said after the King Cyrus, there will be three more kings appear.
咁呢三個波斯王興起之後咧，最大即係最有能力嗰個係第四個王。
And then it said three more kings will appear in Persia, and then a fourth, but the last one will be more powerful.
第四個王係最有能力嘅。
The fourth king is more powerful.
佢就會打呢個希臘啦。
That king will attack Greece.
然後第十一章第三節咧
，and the verse 3
就話有個勇敢嘅希臘王興起喎。
And also it said that the mighty king will also appear.
執掌大權，隨意而行。
And he will rule with powers.
話佢興起嗰陣時候，佢國土就會分開四方。
When he rises up, his land will be separate.
咁到底呢個預言係咩意思咧？
So what does this prophesy mean?
波斯係取代咗呢個巴比倫。
Persia take over king of Babylon.
波斯攞咗巴比倫之後
，After Persia took over Babylon，
佢哋就想呢個係攞曬所有巴比倫嘅領土。
They want to take over all the territory of Babylon.
原來咧，佢攞咗巴比倫之後咧，先係發覺原來巴比倫有一啲攻陷咗嘅地方咧，後來係脱離咗嘅，係佢攞唔到嘅。
And after they took over the territory of Babylon, they realized that some of the land they cannot claim back.
好似埃及係臣服巴比倫，係附屬國，但係後來咧，巴比倫淪陷咗之後咧，埃及作反。
Just like the reason for that was because one of the territory Babylon took over from Egypt, they still cannot be subsumed yet. So when Persia took over, they still need to fight over the rebellion of the Egyptians.
So Babylon 咧就想要征服翻呢個埃及，唔係啊，對唔住係呢個波斯想征服埃及。
That's why King of Persia still want to conquer Egypt.
咁後來佢哋野心更大。
And then the king Persia even has more ambition.
就想連希臘都攞埋。
They want to take over Greece.
嗱，咁我哋就同大家睇啲聖經話啊嘛，有三個王興起。
In the Bible, it says that there were three kings will appear.
然後第四個王咧係最強盛嘅。
the fourth one is, has more power.
咁係咩意思咧？咁樣。
So what does it mean by that？
咁啦，咁啊，古列王死咗之後咧
，After the death of the king Cyrus，
咁就有一個王興起啦。
And there was one king raised up。
咁啊，呢個王咧就係以斯拉記第四章六節嗰、那個。以斯拉記四章六節嗰個王係禁止呢個聖殿繼續作工嘅王。
And the fourth king is the king that described in the book of Ezra, chapter four。
唔係第一個王，即係古列王死之後咧，第一個繼位嘅王。
After the king dies, that is the one succeeding。
嗱有四個王啊嚇，咁第一個繼位嘅王咧，就係呢個王咧，就係停止聖殿繼續再建築嘅。
So the first king succeed King Cyrus is the one that will oppose the rebuild of the temple。
呢個就阿哈垂老王啦。
This king is Cyrus。
啊，呢個聖經有講啊，呢個王啊，咁就呢個王咧就係想征服埃及。
This king wants to conquer Egypt。
啊，聖經就冇講啦。
But this wasn't written
in it。你發覺咧，嗰啲波斯王咧，個個都係暴君嚟嘅喎。
We know that all the general of Persia, they are cool king.
但係有一個好奇妙嘅，佢哋個個都係對猶太人幾好嘅，算係。
But amazing that all these cool king, they treat Jewish people pretty nice.
所以就聖經裏邊就冇講到佢哋係好兇殘啊。
But in the Bible, they did not talk about how brutal.
因為佢哋對猶太人唔係好兇殘。
Because they don't.
但世界歷史裏面就話佢哋其實係啲好兇暴嘅皇帝嚟嘅。呢個阿哈垂老王
咧，
就想要咧攞埃及。
This king of Syria wants to take over Egypt。
啊，咁佢咧就好多時候咧，佢咁你出師有藉口先得嘅啫。
So when they want to take over Egypt, they want to have
咁佢用咩藉口咧？佢就話要想娶一個埃及公主。
They use the excuse that they want to marry the queen of Egypt.
唔係 princess。
princess of Egypt。
咁啊要做佢嗰個妃嬪。
And want that the prince of Egypt。
咁埃及梗係唔肯啦，埃及。
Of course, Egyptian won't allow that.
我冇理由一個公主俾你做咗，即係第二百個第二。第二千個妃嬪㗎嘛，冇可能嘅。
They won't allow that happen because they don't want the princess to be compromised of their king。
咁佢咧就話啊，你居然係對我咁大侮辱係嘛？於是乎我就出兵打佢。
So
咪出師有名啦，咁就。
So
咁啊，埃及真係俾佢打敗咗喎。
So finally in this war, Egyptian was defeated.
咁打敗咗之後咧，咁佢就用佢用鐵碗嚟到管治埃及。
After they were defeated, he used iron scepter to rule the people。
咁就世界歷史裏邊咧話佢咧做暴君嗰時候咧，後來就自己咧就係有狂躁病，即係有呢個精神病。
And we know that after his brutality behavior, he had some mental disorder。
連佢自己嘅親生兄弟咧都要殺。
Even he murdered his own brother。
咁就連佢兩個妹都要俾佢殺埋。
Even his own two sisters。
咁咧就佢將嘅時間擺曬喺埃及嗰度咧，就話結果咧就係令到咧好多人唔喜歡。
Put his whole energy to conquer Egypt and that make the people unhappy。
所以咧就喺波斯裏邊咧。
That's why in Persia。
就嗰、那個大祭司咧就作反。
The one of the great commander rebelled against
him。咁佢匿咗埃及啦，佢走咗埃及啦，咁喺波斯後房嗰度咧就裏邊作反咯喎。
So he put his concentration in Egypt, and that's why the great commander died in Persia。
咁其實邊個作反？嗰、那個作反嗰個唔係皇帝，係佢個大祭司作反。
The one who rebelled against him is not.
咁啊，英文話佢名叫做 Pseudo-Meretus 咧，就你翻譯唔到，因為佢做咗一年皇帝啫。
So he only been a king for one year。
因為佢話佢只係攝政王嚟嘅啫，佢話要幫人民開除，即係趕除呢個暴君。
He was a pseudo king, and he used his skills that I will help people to get rid of this pseudo king。
咁就呢個世界歷史就話呢個阿哈徐魯王咧就帶大兵咧翻去呢個波斯嗰度咧，就希望攞翻個帝位。
And you know, the world history talks about that they took his family from Egypt back to Persia to get back his kingdom.
但喺中途裏邊咧，佢就墮馬喺馬裏邊跌落嚟，就話冚穿咗頭就死咗。
And in the world history described that on his way back from Egypt to Persia, he fell off the horses from horses and hit his head on the stone and he killed himself.
咁於是乎咧，嗰個大祭司就知道佢死之後咧，就即刻讓位啦。
And after knowing that he died, the high priest give up his power.
咁就於是乎出咗個大利烏王一世 Cyrus the First.
So he came King Cyrus the First.
呢個咧就係要嚟打希臘嘅。呢個第一次波斯人打希臘咧，就係 Cyrus the First 打嘅，但佢唔係最強盛嗰個，佢係第三個王啫。
So the first Darius, King Darius, is the one that they attack weak. But this king is not the most powerful one.
因為咧，佢打希臘不過失敗喎。
He was defeated in the war with Egypt.
咁啊，翻去咧就翻去呢個後方嗰度咧，就憂鬱而死。
When he went back to his trip, and he was distracted. He was sad and died.
咁就結果咧，佢死之後咧，就第四個王出嚟，佢個仔出嚟，就話要為爸爸報仇。
After he died, his son succeeded.
咁呢個皇帝咧就帶一百萬嘅雄師咧，話要征服希臘。
And this king said he would bring 100,000 soldiers.
One million
soldiers to conquer Egypt.
咁啊，結果又失敗咗。
He was defeated again.
咁你話，咁一個國家打第二個國家失敗有咩奇啊？咁。
You know, so this might not be the big deal that in a war that some defeat.
嗱，我哋今日就有兩個地圖俾大家睇。你睇到之後咧，你就會知道呢個聖經所講嘅預言嘅奇妙啦。
So I also want to share with you about the map of
this. 你可唔可以俾一個地圖俾我哋睇下？你睇我呢個地圖係講波斯嘅版圖。
好似
可唔可以細少少啊？咁啊，淨係睇得唔係好清楚，可唔可以將佢減細少少咧？啊，得啦，好清楚啦，大家睇到嘛？波斯嘅版圖其實係好大嘅。埃及。由埃及去到印度，希臘嘅版圖咧，知唔知希臘喺邊度？咁大嘅打咁細嘅，點會失敗啊？啊！但以利書就話佢失敗啦。話第四個王。
So the fourth king
會起大兵嚟到攻打呢個希臘。
The fourth king will raise up an army to fight against
Egypt. 失敗喎，咁大嘅打咁細會失敗喎。
So they will defeat.
然後跟住咧，第三節裏邊講咧，有一個王勇敢嘅王興起。
And then verse 3 said that one of the great king raised up.
呢個係希臘嘅王嚟嘅，呢個亞歷山大帝。
This is the king of the Greek.
咁細嘅地方。
Such a small place.
話佢可以攞曬整個波斯版圖喎。
This king will take all the territory of the Persian.
大家睇到聖經嗰個預言嘅奇妙嘛？
So you can see how marvelous it is of the prophecy in the book of Daniel.
從人嘅常理裏邊有冇可能啊
？From our main rationale, it's hard to understand.
嗱，小食大
喎。Small sword.
佢仲話佢可以任意而行，如入無人之境。
And this king, it prophesied that this king will do it as he pleases.
但到後來咧，佢忽然間死咗，國土就分為四份。
And also it's possible that afterwards he died and then his country divided.
咁我哋今日同大家繼續，我哋講下歷史故仔啦。好少有機會同你講大家故仔噶嘛。
So we can talk about the world history.
咁佢有三個王興起啊嘛，對唔對係嘛？咁第三個王就係大利烏王一世啦。咁佢點解係佢第一次 第一次波斯打希臘係失敗嘅。嗰陣時係200,000大兵，話要打希臘，都好多噶啦嚇。咁啊，但係結果就係即係慘敗而回。嗱，咁到底因為咩事幹
咧？
原來係因為土耳其嘅裏邊嘅問題啊。佢哋攞咗呢個埃及啦。咁啊，後來咧，土耳其嘅人咧，漸漸入咗啲希臘人嘅影響，漸漸想離開呢個波斯。土耳其裏邊咧有好多希臘嘅人喺度住。咁佢哋就想話叫佢哋咧獨立啊，離開呢個波斯。所以大利會一世咧就話咧要起大兵嚟到一定要打咗波斯，唔係即係一定要打咗希臘咧就冇事啦，就可以鞏固佢喺呢個土耳其嘅地位。
And that's why the King Darius wants to defeat such as and live in the good cause of the rebellion.
咁於是乎咧，佢就帶呢個200,000嘅大兵咧，一路咁去打。咁佢一經過呢度嗰陣時候咧，所有土耳其嘅城市咧，紛紛向佢投降喎。
On the way to fight against Greece, all the cities in the Turkey keep up their stronghold.
佢大兵去到呢度嗰時候咧，就開始用呢個水師，開始用呢個海軍啦。
When they arrived there, they started to use marine to help.
咁佢用海軍咧，用海軍，當時嘅海陸兩軍嚟到大進。陸軍喺呢度，海軍喺呢度出去。結果咧？希臘北部好多城市咧都俾佢係攻陷咗。咁啊，希臘人咧當時咧係一盤散沙。嗱，我哋同大家睇呢個地圖啦。呢個地圖咧係講佢咧一路嚟到呢一度，希臘嗰陣時候咧係好多個唔同細國家。係大家各自為政嘅。好似中國人話七國咁亂，咁甚至乎係大家即係大家有互相嚟到打仗嘅喎。咁結果咧，呢個大理烏王咧就乘機咁樣攞咗好多北方希臘嘅城市。第一個最大嘅城市咧，陷落嘅就係接撒羅尼加。在希臘的北部，現在還有這個城市的名字，聖經新約寫過一本書《帖撒羅尼加前後書》的，第一個大城市被他拿了，就是帖撒羅尼加。那麼帖撒羅尼加是怎麼淪陷的呢？它是一個海港的城市來的。波斯海軍攻佢唔落嘅喎。啊，點知裏邊有奸細？夜晚開城門喎。咁啊，結果就即係個城市咧，就係好快咁俾人攞咗咯。咁跟住咧，佢哋就大軍咧嚟到落去，一路南下。所向無敵嘅，但係去到邊度係開始係有呢個障礙咧？大家有冇聽過馬拉松啊？大家都聽過咯，馬拉松啊 ，marathon， 大家聽過啦嘛？好多希臘餐館都叫 marathon 係嘛？咁但係最出名嘅馬拉松係咩啊？係咩啊？係長跑啊，對唔對？係咪？係世運啊，係咪？喺邊度嚟㗎？ 原來佢個軍隊去到呢個馬拉松呢度咧，就輸咗啦。咁佢點打輸咧？原來咧，其實佢個目的咧係想打呢個雅典啊。雅典嗰陣時候係希臘最強嘅國家嚟嘅。但是雅典之南呢就是这个 Spartan， 是第二个希臘的大国，是全希臘里面呢最勇猛最好的军队呢就是这个南部的 Spartan。雅典和这个 Spartan 两个呢一起呢今次就大家就联盟呢就想要抗拒这个希臘军。但是呢到後來呢就只有雅典軍來出兵打而已。
Also, the Spartan, the Spartan and the Athens, want to ally here to fight against King Persia, but eventually, but during the war, only the King of Athens fight against Persia.
那為什麼這個那些 Spartans 不出兵打？原來他們說如果要做神弓彈的話，那個禮拜不可以打仗的。他說如果有這個神弓彈的話，出兵是不利的。咁啊，結果簽咗約咧，都唔去，都唔出兵打
喎。
哇，遲啲先啦，一個禮拜我先出兵啦咁。咁雅典人就話：如果等你一個禮拜出兵咧，我哋亡國噶啦，等唔到噶啦。咁於是乎，佢第一個防線咧就喺馬拉松。
So that's why The first front line was in America.
大利烏王嗰陣時候就俾呢個勝利沖昏咗頭腦。原來希臘人最驚嘅軍隊咧係波斯騎兵。
The Greek soldier afraid of the horse rider of the Persian
cavalry. The Greek infantry is the most scared of Persian cavalry.
Persian cavalry.
波斯騎兵有20,000，有20,000騎兵。
There are total of
20,000 嘅 ，there's 20,000 Persian cavalry。佢哋嗰個戰略咧係好特別嘅。
The strategy is pretty unique。
佢哋唔係正面同呢個步兵嚟到衝突。
They don't attack them directly。
係用咧係伏咗馬兵，然後喺後邊嚟到咧包抄嘅。是用後面來打步兵的，所以他們出身是贏的。
So they use the strategy of ambush.
他就是等敵方的步兵過了之後，他用騎兵在後面來包抄他。
So they ambush them with the cavalry.
當你後軍被這個騎兵來到，就是踩到就倒了的時候，那就一路逃跑，那就前軍都被他擁跌。是用這樣的方法，很多時候他所很多場仗都是這樣贏的。
This
ambush strategy to win at the war. 希臘嗰陣就好驚，因為希臘嗰陣就兵微將寡，所謂好少，即係佢第一佢軍力已經唔夠啦。
So the Greeks were weak at that time because they don't have enough army.
咁第二咧就係因為佢冇騎兵。
And also they don't have cavalry.
第三佢哋最驚就唔知波斯騎兵喺邊度喎。
The third is they don't know where the cavalry is.
因為波斯騎兵咧好似神出鬼沒咁樣。
咁
呢個馬拉松之戰咧，其實係就喺海岸嗰度嘅。
So this war of the Marathon is on the coastal area.
波斯嘅步兵咧已經係去到 陸軍已經去到呢一處啦。波斯海軍亦都慢慢係去到個海外出嗰度，等住接應。而波斯嘅騎兵咧，不知所蹤。但係今次咧就有件好特別嘅事發生。有人就話波斯騎兵咧，就係已經分散咗，係唔會喺戰場裏面出現。因為咧，大理烏王咧叫咗波斯騎兵咧去搶其他嘅城市嘅寶物，佢諗住一定贏。
Because they figured that they don't need to use cavalry or Persia to fight the war.
咁就希臘人一聽見咁嘅消息之後咧
，when we heard that news，
咁你做佢信唔信啊啦？
So don't you think they would believe that？
佢哋話今次信佢咧，我哋冇冒險。
And they said we're not going to take a risk. We will believe that rumors.
於是咪出即刻出兵嚟到打波斯嘅步兵。
So they immediately sent army to fight against the troops of the Persians.
咁佢點打波斯嘅步兵咧
？So how did they fight against them？
佢哋用呢個引用呢個引誘嘅方法嚟到贏嘅呢場仗。
They use a tactic of seducing them.
佢哋分三嗱，佢哋點講啊？係三萬人圍二十萬人喎，三萬嘅希臘兵嚟到圍二十萬嘅波斯兵。
So they use 30,000 people to surround them.
Surround. Imagine 30,000 people surround 200,000. 咁佢用咩方法咧
？30,000 surround 200,000.
佢首先出一萬嘅兵喺中間。
So the strategy is to send out 10,000 soldiers.
然後就撥20,000嘅精兵咧喺左翼同埋右翼。
And they send 20,000 for one from the left wing.
咁然後中部嗰個嘅兵咧就向呢個波斯裏邊打啦，就係詐輸。咁波斯軍於是乎就一路衝去追趕佢啦。咁追趕去到呢個係最狹窄嘅山坳嗰陣時候
咧。
兩翼嘅希臘人嘅步兵咧，就喺咧當中裏邊咧嚟到忽然間落嚟嚟到打佢。
When they withdrew to all those narrow spots, and then the left wing and the right wings of the Greek soldier came out to attack.
逃跑咗嗰啲希臘兵咧，翻轉頭打佢，於是乎三面夾攻。
So the one who will the second one's soldier 10,000.Once they got help from the left and the right, and then they would start to reinforce themselves to attack the soldier of the first.
波斯人居然大敗
喎！ Because of this strategy, they were defeated.
一下就死咗六七萬人。
That war, they killed 60,000 to 70,000.
喺幾個鐘頭裏邊啊，波斯人死咗六七萬人。
In a few hours, 60,000 to 70,000.
希臘人死幾多咧？希臘人死幾多咧？
How many soldiers would die in the Greek?
200人。
Only 200。
咁於是乎波斯潰敗。
Because of that, Persia king died of soldiers.
咁潰敗咗之後咧，就係結果就係逃命。
And after they defeated, they tried to run away.
即係200,000人啊，俾30,000人追趕。
So 200,000 soldiers were chased after by.
咁就有海軍嚟接應咗佢哋。
Even though they have support from navy.
咁就海軍登陸嚟到幫佢哋嚟接應敗兵嘅時候咧，三分一嘅軍艦亦都俾人燒埋。
And the support from the navy came too late that they were also lost one third of the army.
咁希臘人大勝咧，喺馬拉松裏邊大勝咯。
The Greeks win won the battle in Marathon.
咁啊，雅典就冇事啦。
So Athens was okay.
咁就呢個大理烏王就估唔到會輸得咁慘啊！因為佢從來未打過輸仗噶嘛，從來未輸過噶喎。
it was a totally unexpected defeat of the king.
咁啊，上咗軍艦嗰陣時候就喺度喊啦，喺度，哎呀，慘咯！今次仲有面目見光宗父老嘅翻去。
So he was so depressed, and when he got on his navy ship, and he was so shameful about this.
咁但係有一個大臣同佢講。
One of the commanders spoke him.
皇上，你唔使擔心。
He said, "Don't worry, king."
我有一個妙計話俾你聽。
I have a plan for you.
你可以反敗為勝。
You can turn around this defeat.
必定等你可以凱旋而歸。
That's so that you can claim the victory.
哇！佢呢、這個佢話係唔真㗎？佢話有何妙計咧？咁講計將安出啊？何妙計
？So he said, "Say it out. What's the plan?"
哇！佢話呢條妙計好嘢，佢話。
So、
希臘人而家咧，正係喺度咧打勝打第一次嘅大勝仗。佢哋以為我哋走咗啦。
So this is a good plan because the Greeks thought that we were already withdrew, and while they are celebrating of the winning of the war.
佢哋一定喺馬拉松嗰度咧，再歌再舞喺度。
And they will celebrate in a marathon.
我哋有海軍啊。
So、we still have Navy.
我哋而家上咗船之後咧。
When we get aboard,
一部分海軍就話咧，翻返去祖家。但係我哋用一半嘅海軍咧，而家漏夜偷襲雅典。佢雅典一定係空虛嘅。佢哋一定估唔到嘅。佢哋一定會睇下我哋係唔係走。
Observe whether we actually withdrew.
咁我哋就真係好接，我哋就呃佢話我哋即係第，我哋啲海軍咧會翻翻去。
就
會即係會翻翻去祖家啊！但係一去到黑夜嗰陣時候咧，我哋就用一半嘅水兵，一半嘅海軍咧，翻翻嚟兜翻轉頭。就喺呢個就喺馬拉松之後登陸啊！
And we enter the back door of the marathon.
直指雅典，直去打雅典。佢雅典一定係冇兵隊嘅，一定係冇軍嘅。
Because we know that they will not be prepared. There will be no soldiers.
佢敵方唔會有咁多軍力嘅。
They don't have any enough soldiers.
佢哋攞咗雅典之後咧
，When they took over Athens,
Spartan 就會投降啦。哇！呢、這個皇帝話：，嘿，真係妙計喎，真係。哇！我可以反敗為勝，對唔對？
We can turn around the balance.
你哋有冇聽過咁嘅計啊？有冇啊？你哋有冇睇《三國演義》啊？有冇
？Have you ever heard of this？
你哋有冇睇呢個咩呢個乜鬼谷子裏邊所講嗰啲即係特別嘅兵法啊？有冇啊？三十六計有冇啊？係咯咩？係咯，即係類似啊，對唔對？類似係嘛？幾好喎！呢條計好正啊！呢條計。中國打日本啊，喺813嗰度，中國守上海輸咗，就因為咁樣。
Chinese made the same strategy to defeat Japanese.
唔係啊，輸咗俾日本啊。
They were defeated by Japanese.
日本打中國喺上海。
When the Japanese attacked the Chinese in Shanghai,
估唔到中國咧係同佢哋頑抗。
They will not expect the Chinese would resist them.
結果就喺呢上海裏邊咧拉鋸戰咧，日本咧開始輸。日本兵喺1937年打呢個上海開始輸。
The Japanese start defeating in 1937 in the war of Shanghai.
結果咧，佢哋就話：我哋唔服，我哋有海軍，我哋有海軍。
So Japanese said, they were not happy with the defeat.
於是乎，日本咧就用海軍陸戰隊喺武漢嗰度，喺漢口嗰度登陸。
So the Japanese used the navy and the land troops to support them to start the battle.
咁啊，中國兵唔夠啊，結果漢口俾佢攞咗。
So Chinese they didn't have enough soldiers.
咁啊，攞咗漢口之後咧，佢就呢個打上海後方。結果上海的中國守軍要撤退。
So after they defeat the Huns, they came to attack Shanghai at the back.
咁我哋就輸咗上海啦，我哋就冇上海啦，就係咁解啦。嗱，大家記唔記得噶？咩918啊、128、813啊嗰啲咧，全部係日本仔係打中國嘅咧，次次都係我哋就係因為我哋冇海軍輸，次次都係喺後邊俾人兜抄輸。
So, you know, from the Chinese history, we heard about 813 and all the things. We talk about that, how Chinese were defeated by the Japanese because they don't have the support.
你認識唔認識中國歷史啊?
You guys familiar with Chinese
history? 128知唔知係乜嘢啊? 813知唔知係咩啊? 913知唔知係乜嘢啊? 知唔知啊你哋? 遲啲問我。 呢啲係題外話嚟嘅呢啲嚇。 但係咧， 咁你嗰個希臘人點算咧？ Hillary人。
So what happened with Greece?
咁，但係 Hillary人唔係喎， 今次佢哋醒目喎。
So this time they were smart.
有個謀臣同呢個希臘嘅阿典人講啊， 佢話你唔好咁快開心住啊。 敵軍一定會打我哋後方。
So that's the advisor of their agents advised them, don't be too happy because he figured that Greeks will come back to attack them.
波斯人不會就這樣走的。
He believed that the Persian soldier would not withdraw just like that.
我們在雅典後方現在空虛啊。
He knew that the backside of the Athens is weak.
那如果他們奇襲我們後方怎麼辦?
What happened? They started attacking us from the backside.
他們怎麼可以? 他們坐船走了嘛。
他說不是啊,他說他有海軍啊嘛。
他海軍出來之後,他可以在這裡打這個雅典。
他說是的,真的可以輸的。 So he realized, yes, they can be defeated by this stand.
那他說怎麼辦呢?
So what happened?
他說我們現在由陸路啊, 留意在陸路裡面, 在馬拉松裡面呢, 立刻趕回去。
So they said, we will
send, 保護這個雅典。
So they said, we will send an army from the land at night to go back to that side of the Aegean.
他說他出去兜回來呢, 用海路, 起碼14個小時才可以去到雅典。
He figured that if the navy of Persia went back to the back of the Aegean, it would take about 14 hours.
我們如果用陸路趕回去呢, 馬不停蹄的就可以回到雅典了。
But if we send a soldier by troop on the land, it would only take about 6 hours.
於是他們就是這樣做。
That's what happened. They went,
果然他們回到雅典之後,
they went back to Athens.
雅典的人不知道大禍臨頭。
The ordinary citizens, they don't know that a great disaster is coming.
就以為大軍海船而歸啦。
Because they all thought that the Persian soldier all withdrew.
但是回來的雅典兵說你們不要不開心啊, 我們現在要立刻這個上城樓鞏固城城城, 因為敵人在幾個小時內就會到。
But the other soldier of Athens, they realized this the weak spot in the back end of the Athens.
於是在幾個小時裡面就叫雅典裡面所有的平民老弱少年全部撤退全部離開城市。
So they want all the children and women to leave the city of Athens so they can get ready for the war.
那真的幾個小時之後呢, 波斯海軍到了, 真的。 海軍陸戰隊登陸了。
Oh, and the Lord, and really that the navy of the Persian.
不知他一上到去這個建立城市的時候, 忽然間看到整個城樓全部那些軍隊好像蟻那樣站在那裡。
When they arrived at the back end of Athens, they realized that there were so many soldiers already waiting for them.
那城上亂箭射下。
And right from the top of the city,
波斯軍又再潰敗。
The arrow was shooting at them, so the soldier of the Persian lost again.
咁佢哋話：我哋奉君師之名等咗你好耐㗎啦，佢話。特奉君師之名啊，等咗你好耐㗎啦，佢話。我哋估到你會嚟㗎嘛，咁講。
The Greeks said, we've under the commands of the king, we've been waiting for you to come.
你以為我哋喺馬拉松大罪啊，冇咁嘅事啊。
So you thought that we were trying to celebrate on the winning of the victory.
咁於是乎大利烏王咧又食第二次大仗，又大敗一次。
So this is the second defeat of the king Darius II.
咁啊，今次咧就唔敢再打希臘啦。
So after that, he learned the lesson. He would not attack Greeks again.
咁佢話：我哋都仲有呢個北邊嘅帖撒羅尼加，咪攞翻帖撒羅尼加，咪慢慢即係再打過佢咯，咁樣。
So he figured that, well, that's okay. We still got the north side of Thessalonica. We can conquer that.
點知翻去帖撒羅尼加嘅時候，發覺嗰個城市咧，又翻返希臘嗰度咯喎，又。 又作反了那個城市。
By the time he went back, he realized that the people in Thessalonica rebelled against him as well because they were allies with Greek.
於是乎咧，佢就係屈不得志咁翻去呢個伯特城，跟住之後大病，一病不起就死咗啦。
So he was distressed, his squaw, and went back to a family.
唔係翻返去 Baghdad 啦 ，Baghdad 伯特城，
咁
啊，咁啊喺嗰度咁啊，即係好快病死咗啦。咁啊臨死嘅時候叫嗰個仔同個仔講個 Sextus 講佢話你要報仇。
So before he died, he asked the son to take revenge for his death.
呢個亞達薛西王啊，叫佢報仇啊，快啲報仇。咁啊之後就即係一命歸西啦。咁就呢個第二個，佢個仔亦都叫阿哈徐老王喎，但係呢阿哈徐老王係二世。咁就十年之後咧，佢就起一個大軍隊，今次一百萬兵又要再打希臘。
Ten years later, he raised up 1 million soldiers to attack Greece again.
呢個就係但以理書第十一章裏面所講嘅第四個王，係遠係富足遠勝之王，就係嗰個王啦。
So this king is the one described in Daniel chapter 11。
咁佢一百萬大兵，亦都係好似個富王咁樣，好快咧就係土耳其啊嗰啲希臘嘅兵咧，希臘嘅城鎮又再淪陷喺嗰度。
So he attacked Turkey and Greece again with the same strategy as in Delhi, but this time with 1 million soldiers.
咁啊，今次咧就希臘咧就好震驚，佢話今次輸緊啦。
And this time the Greeks were conquered, and they knew that they would be defeated.
咁啊，而家咧就係嗰啲 Spartans 咧又話出兵啦喎，又話。咁啊 ，Spartan 同埋雅典咧，又係兩個即係兩個國家咧，話要係抗拒佢嘅。咁啊，今次咧 ，Spartan 要出兵。雅典咧，好奇怪就淨係出到海，淨係出到海軍。佢陸軍咧，原來咧已經係喺呢十幾年裏邊咧，已經係唔係好打得啊。希臘最好的軍隊咧，就喺呢個 Sparta。你知唔知嗰啲希臘軍啊，嗰啲 Spartans 係幾咁強大㗎？
So we know the Spartan soldiers are quite strong。
佢哋個盾牌咧，佢哋個盾牌就咁大嘅喎，好似食飯張，好似你食飯台咁大嘅喎，圓㗎。可以坐得六個人嘅食飯台咁大嘅，咁係用呢個銅同埋呢個係用硬嘅木加皮加埋銅嚟到包住嘅。
So the shield was made of bronze, and wood.
佢頭盔咧，佢頭盔係由一個嘅係由一嚿嘅金屬嚟到精打出嚟嘅，個頭盔啊係包住佢整個頭嘅，包埋條頸，包埋塊面一半嘅。
The helmet can cover half the face with one type of metal.
跟住咧，全身係有盔甲。
They have armor in cover the body.
如果你拎咁大嘅盾牌
，You can see with the big shield.
如果可以仲可以打仗啊！呢個人起碼二三百磅啊！個個世界先生咁樣啊！個個都。
You can tell that.
即係 Arnold Schwarzenegger 啦，差唔多似係個個咁樣嘅嚇。
The soldier can carry all this stuff. It has to be at least 2-3 pounds.
波斯兵咧？就唔中意盔甲嘅喎，佢話佢姓人多啊嘛。
But the soldiers of Persia, they don't like any armor. They rely on the number.
咁啊，整個希臘就話咧，如果 Spartan 出去咧，就有機會贏。
So the Greeks believe that if Spartan fight the war with them, they would
有些少機會啫嚇。但係海軍咧，希臘海軍咧，就同呢個波斯海軍嘅話咧，係5-1嘅比例。
The navy of the Greeks,
波斯啊，波斯嘅船，波斯有好似2000隻嘅戰艦。
The navy of the Greeks, as compared to Persia,
希臘少過300，希臘海軍啊，少過300隻船。
They were the the strength of, as they compare to the Persian Navy, it's only one fifth of the strength.
咁佢就話咧個戰略就係咁樣，佢話如果 Spartan 咧喺陸路出兵嘅話咧，個海軍咧就會掩護佢。咁但係咧，今次咧嗰啲 Spartan 咧又出唔到兵喎。又話有個神功彈喎，又話出師不利
喎。
咁啊，而家 Spartan 咧個更加亂啊，裏邊內政，出咗三個皇帝。
So even more so, and they will also internally they have internal turmoil inside the
base. 一個皇帝投降咗波斯，係俾人趕走咗嘅。
One of the one king surrendered to Persia.
咁啊，好奇怪啦！國家有兩個皇帝一齊統治喎。
And then at that time there were two kings.
一個皇帝話要打仗，一個皇帝話要投降。
One of the kings said they would fight the war. The other one said.
咁啊，結果裏邊咧就喺裏邊喺度講緊，國會喺度講緊，到底出唔出兵咧咁樣。
So while they were discussing in the parliament whether they should start.
咁啊，跟住又話有神功彈，就話唔好打字。
And then they said there was another festival.
開下會先啦，係嘛？咁樣咁啊，有佢嚟到開會就得啦，咁啊最好啦，係嘛？咁啊，結果係點樣咧？結果咧就嗰個要打仗嗰個皇帝 Leonidas 咧，就話我要出兵。
So finally, the king that wants to start a war, he said, "We will start a war."
咁啲人話你冇國會冇批准你，你帶唔到大兵出去。
But the other people challenging that the parliament has not approved you to send the troops.
佢有樣嘢咧係唔需要國會批准嘅，就是、我可以帶我300嘅御林軍出去同我打。
So he said that that's one thing that I don't need parliament to approve. I can bring 300 soldiers with me.
佢因為我哋應承咗雅典出兵，唔可以唔出。
Because we have agreement, a treaty with Athens.
於是乎佢又帶咗300嘅。自己的親兵，他打100萬人喎。
So he bought his own soldier of 300 to fight against 1 million.
咁就因為聽見佢出兵嘅話咧，其他嘅細嘅希臘國咧，亦都派呢個幾千人嚟到出兵跟佢，但係嗰啲兵係唔打得嘅。
And when people the Greeks heard that they were willing to send 300 of their own soldiers to fight war, the rest of their small city will also raise up 1,000 to help them to fight war.
咁啊，結果嗰啲軍隊喺邊度嚟到？喺邊度嚟見面咧？
So where did they gather together?
佢哋一路咁喺呢度行，就行到喺呢度附近咧，就喺呢度。
They were marching over that area.
就喺嗰個 Thermopylae 嗰個嘅閘口嗰度 ，the pass of Thermopylae。佢哋停在嗰度。有冇你哋有冇聽過 Thermopylae 嗰個故仔啊？300萬人喎，唔係100萬人，俾300個人塞住喺度，過唔到就過唔到。佢哋係視死如歸。
And those soldiers will die to the end.
嗰個閘口，嗰個閘口係好怪嘅，一度咧就係海，懸崖峭壁。一邊就係海。
The entry point of that area is very strange. One side is a cliff.
一邊就係海，一邊係山。
One side is the sea, one side.
剩得一條窄路。
So only very narrow.
嗰條窄路亦都係好多石嘅。
And that entrance point.
所以馬兵同埋呢個戰車咧係過唔到嘅。
So that's why horses and artillery cannot go through that area.
Cavalry and chariots. They haven't got artillery yet. Okay, yeah. 即是chariots.
Chariots cannot.
同埋呢個馬兵咧係過唔到去嘅。結果咧就係咧300個人就喺嗰度咧抗拒咧100萬嘅希臘軍，唔係100萬個嘅波斯兵，抗拒咗一個禮拜。
Terrain of this area, 300 people pluck up 1 million soldiers.
佢話波斯王咧，阿哈徐魯王咧，就叫佢投降。
So, but the king of the Persia asked them to surrender.
咁佢就話：佢話你哋快啲啊，放低你嘅武器。
He demanded them to put aside their weapons.
咁佢話：你有本事你嚟攞啊！咁佢話咧，佢我哋啲箭啊，大到咧，多到咧，可以咧，將日頭都遮黑嘅。
He said that my arrows can cover the sky.
佢話咧咁陰涼嘅話咧，我哋喺陰處嚟打你。
We'll fight you in the shade.
Our arrows will darken the sky. Well, we'll fight you in the shade.
Never surrender.
啊！如果教會有咁樣嘅人啊，真係好啊，真係。可惜我哋啲人個個貪生怕死，個個都中意開會。冇啲視死如歸嘅心智。後來佢哋點輸咧？後來就係因為佢哋俾人出賣，有奸細。
They were defeated because they have trading.
有奸細話俾個波斯王聽，話有一條嘅好窄嘅陸路咧，可以咧山路可以包抄佢哋。
The trader informed King of Persia that there's one narrow path that you can go around to attack.
嗰個波斯王有人話：喂，這個可能係計嚟嘅，可能係引你入去嗰度俾人哋即係俾人打。但係個波斯王唔係。他說我們已經輸了這麼多場仗了，我們100萬人被300萬人打到融曬，他說我們應該要冒險，今次
so,
我們派精兵去。
So the initial reaction was that the King Persia thought it was a plot scheme that would entice them to lose the battle, but finally they figured that they used so many time and walls already, so they would trust this information.
咁當呢、這個當嗰300個紅絲咧，知道係俾人包抄嗰陣時候咧，佢哋知道咧，今次一定死。
And those 300 brave soldiers knew that they were ambushed by those soldiers of Persia. They knew that they would be definitely.
於是乎佢哋顯當時咧已經係有7000個其他嘅唔係好打得仗嘅軍隊咧喺個附近嚟到幫佢。
And they were also even though they were supported by 7000.Untrained soldier.
他叫那7000人去撤退。
They asked those untrained 7000
他說我們三百還可以呢在這裡跟他周轉多一兩天。
They figured that,
你們撤退呢
?They figured that the 300 trained soldier can
fight with them. 你們告訴希臘聽跟我報仇。
To fight with them, to give them opportunity to retreat.
你們快點跟後方說為我們報仇。
So they asked the 7 soldiers to retreat and then inform the others to support them.
咁跟住咧，跟住佢哋就係咧，佢哋話：我哋坐以待斃，我哋不如而家咧出兵咧嚟到打波斯人。佢哋自己打，佢一路都係守，即、就、係、是、以守嘅態嚟到等敵軍嚟。佢今次唔係，今次我哋出兵打佢。300個人，我哋出兵打佢。
So while they realize that they will be defeated, so they change the strategy. They rather than offense, they become defensive.
歷史裏邊話咧，佢今次打咧，殺咗幾千個波斯人喎。但係後來梗係寡不勝眾啦，梗係。咁 Leonidas 咧就係第一個咧係俾人哋打死。咁波斯人要搶佢個屍首。咁啊，佢個附近嗰啲軍隊咧，誓死係要拿住嗰個皇帝嘅屍首，唔肯俾波斯人搶。
And the soldier willing to sacrifice themselves to guard the body of the king.
結果 Chris Patton 即係死剩30個人。
So because of that,
仲要拿住皇帝嘅屍首，唔肯俾人凌辱。
And all the Spartan soldier died except 30. But those 30 soldiers still guarding the dead body.
於是乎阿哈徐老王就同佢講，佢話：你將你皇帝嘅屍首俾我哋，你哋可以翻屋企，分無氣焰，你哋可以走。
And the king of Persia asked them that that's all you surrender the dead body of the king, and then you can go home. We will not kill you.
佢哋話唔會。
佢
哋話我哋會隨從我哋嗰個皇帝。
And they said, we will guard the body of the king.
We stay with our king.一句一句 ，We stay with our king。於是乎，波斯王將佢哋亂箭射死。佢哋攞咗Leonidas 嗰個屍首，將佢盡情侮辱啦。40年後波斯人先將Leonidas 嗰個骸骨咧，俾翻呢個希臘。40年後先攞得翻。
Mutilate them inside the body, and after 40 years, they bring the body back to the king.
咁希臘嗰陣時候咧，輸咗 Battle of 呢個 Thermopylae。咁跟住咧，佢哋好多個城市亦都係輸咗喎。
And because of that, the rest of the city also fell.
今次咧，雅典要撤退。
That's why Athens needs to refuse.
就波斯人咧燒咗雅典。
So Persians burn down Athens.
咁但係正當佢開心嗰時候咧。
While the Persians were happy about the war.
波斯海軍忽然間大敗
喎。The navy of the Persian defeat all of a sudden.
在 Battle of Salamis， 大家有冇聽過 Salami 啊？好食嘅嗬，係 Battle of Salamis 嗰度大敗。原來希臘海軍咧又話炸航引佢，然後用火燒連環船方法咧燒咗呢個波斯嘅海軍。
So the Greek,
好似中國人嘅你咁。唔係啊，仲叻啊！佢啲係噴火炮啊，用係希臘嘅歷史講嘅。佢忽然間發明咗一種炮咧，係可以噴火嘅喎。
They use a theory that can shoot out fire。
咁啊，結果咧好快就燒咗呢個波斯嘅軍隊。波斯人估唔到佢有咁樣嘅奇異武器啊！噴火武器、噴火炮。咁啊，後來希臘人咧呢個噴火炮失傳咗，原來。那個原來有個很特別的方程，很特別的formula的，是四個人才知道的，四個人合起來才知道的，那後來死了兩個之後呢，失傳了。因為他太過保密，他說怕敵人知道。但今次呢，他居然用這個噴火炮呢燒了一半的波斯船。咁呢個亞哈隨魯王二世咧，估唔到海軍裏邊大輸喎，估唔到喎。
The king was surprised that they would lose half of the navy。
咁就因為咁嘅緣故咧，希臘咧得翻一線生機。
Because of this win, that the Greeks have one, they have a slight chance of surviving。
喺第二年咧，希臘陸軍出兵。他們結果不打架，結果一起團結出去打波斯兵。在 Battle of Plataea 那裡，希臘軍得到一個決定性的勝利。於是乎波斯軍隊再次瓦解。你想想，這麼大的地方居然不夠咁細嘅地方打喎，兩個皇帝都冇得自己名譽
喎。
咁啊，亞哈隨魯王第二世咧，亦都係屈不得志咁樣翻去巴達城，翻去巴比倫。好似佢爸爸咁樣啊！沿途亦都係翻嚟，沿途亦都惹到病。於是乎就以飲酒作樂嚟到係度過餘生，唔再講打仗。咁呢個咧就係以斯帖所見嗰個皇帝啦，就係、是。以斯帖記第一章嗰個咧，就亞哈隨魯王二世，就係呢個王啦，即係由呢個老虎變咗病貓。
So this king was also mentioned in Israel chapter one。
嗱，有幾個波斯王聖經冇講嘅嚇，但係呢個波斯王咧就聖經有提到，就喺以斯帖記提嘅，就第一章裏邊講話亞哈隨魯王呢個二世啊。
So this is there are many kings in Persia that the Bible has not mentioned, but this king.
啊！聖經講佢好似温君咁樣，係嘛？好似以斯帖你好似温君咁，係嘛？但以前佢唔係咁嘅喎，以前佢英明神武嘅喎，點知啊吃咗幾場敗仗之後咧，就係、是、從此就係即係呢個一蹶不振。咁我今日問大家。聖經裏面的預言為什麼會這麼準呢？
I want to ask you about question about how comes the prophecy in the Bible so accurate.
後來有人話但以理書第十一章咧係一千年後先嚟寫嘅。
And people say that the book of Daniel was written about 1,000 years after those battles.
話如果唔係冇可能會咁準嘅講得。但是呢早期教父呢早期的辯道者都很清楚地考究過但以理書的古卷其實但以理書裡面所講的呢不是一千年後所寫的真正是那個時候寫的真正是古列王第三年寫的
So people don't believe that the prophecy written in the book of Daniel is so accurate and they thought it was written a thousand years later but there are some scholars examined, scrutinized the book of Daniel and they realized that the book of Daniel was really written in the 30 years of King Cyrus
聖經裡面所說的預言是不是真的會這麼準的呢
So is it true that the prophecy in the Bible is that true?
我今天完結之前想和大家看有幾個預言
Before we end, I want to share with you a few prophecies in the Bible
請看這個列王記上第13章第二節
First King,
列王記上第十三章第二節 First King, 十三章第二節有一個無名的神人警告這個耶路波安王說將來有一個王叫做約西亞出來十三章二節
First King,
chapter 13, verse 2.
Verse 2, he cried out against the altar by the word of the Lord. O water, water, this is what the Lord said. A son named Joasa will be born to the house of David.
这个预言呢是几时候应验的?
So when did this prophecy fulfill?
真的大卫家里面后来300年后出了一个约西亚王哦。
So,
他真的將所有的偶像將所有的丘壇全部燒掉
So that's true that after 300 years that's a king called Josiah coming out of the house of David he burned down all the altars
那你說會不會這麼準、啊、
Is that true?
那聖經裡面真的有這麼準的預言的、哦、
So that prophecy was actually true
那關於這個約西亞王呢就在這個列王記下第22章裡面記載過了列王記下第22章列王記下第22章
So Second Chronicle
Second Kings 第22章
Chapter
22時間關係大家沒時候看了第一節去到第23節就講他呢是重修聖殿
It talks about the rebuild of the temple, Josiah.
就是除曬國中的偶像。
He gave rid of all the false
gods. 是300年後的事。
This was happened 300 years ago.
那大家知不知道巴比倫是怎樣亡的?
Do you know how the king of Babylon fall?
但以利書第五章就說他們這個白沙撒王再歌再舞宴樂緊的時候忽然間見到有個手在牆裡面寫字。大家記得嗎?
Remember in the chapter 5 of Daniel, he talks about King Belshazzar, while he was having a feast, he saw a finger on the wall.
國中就沒人解釋，沒人可以解到。
And no one.
這個皇帝狂傲到咧，甚至將聖殿嘅酒杯啊，將聖殿嘅物咧攞出嚟，自己嚟到狂飲，嚟到祭神，祭假神。
This king was so bad that he brought out all the goblets from the temple of God to drink with the official.
結果咧就係但以理出嚟講。
No one can explain about the writing on the wall.
話你今晚你嗰個國土咧，就會俾波斯人攞咗。
Nobody can explain the writing on the wall except Daniel. Daniel said that at this very night, your kingdom will be taken over by Persia.
咁呢個白沙王咧就將紙袍俾但以理，就將今年俾佢哋，國中就將佢傳位第三，即係等於佢係其實第二噶啦嚇。
So the king Belshazzar said after he interpreted.The writing on the wall, he gave him the third highest position in his kingdom, gives him a purple robe and a crown.
咁啊，但以理就話唔使啦，請你攞翻啦。
But Daniel said, "You can have it. I don't need."
你都國位不保啦，你封我做皇帝都冇用啦。
Because he figured that that very night the kingdom would be gone. So there's no need for you to give me the purple robe.
明朝啊，崇祯皇帝啊，就快吊頸嗰陣時候。
Also similar to the dynasty.
佢封你做丞相有冇用啊？
名單
係咪啊？係嘛？咁我帶你哋就唔要啦嚇。咁啊，原來巴比倫係點樣亡嘅咧？
So how did Babylon end the kingdom?
佢哋嘅城池咧係高，你唔知城池幾高啊？60尺高嘅。
The city wall has about 60 feet high.
另外有更高嘅城牆咧係100尺嘅。
And there are walls higher than that, 100 feet.
城牆幾闊啊？
How wide is the wall?
40尺闊啊。
40 feet wide.
佢可以兩架嘅馬車可以並駕嚟過。
Two chariots can enter at the same time.
都唔會有事嘅，喺個城牆嗰度上邊喎，城樓嗰度過都唔會有事嘅。你話個城樓幾咁闊啊？你話幾咁高啊
？So the width of the wall is quite wide. That two chariots can run together around the wall. Around the wall, you can see how wide the wall is.
當時波斯人已經喺外出裏邊圍緊個城市啦。
At that time, Persia has already surrounding the city.
佢哋話我哋裏邊糧食足夠啊。
And Babylon thought we have sufficient food supply.
可以敵擋你10年8年都可以。
With that supply, we can resist you without fighting.
於是乎佢哋喺裏邊再歌再舞。
So they were having a party inside and celebrating.
以為咁就可以咧慢呢個外出嘅波斯人嘅軍心喎啊。
So they thought they can ignore the soldier.
咁結果波斯人係點樣一晚裏邊係攞呢個巴比倫咧
？So how does the Persian?
然後佢哋揾到佢一個弱點。
How does Persia took over them in one night because they find one weak point?
就係個水道，佢城市有水要入去嘅。
They find that the channel there that the water goes inside, from outside.
咁啊，水嗰度咧係由嗰度大河嚟到。於是乎，佢哋係作停，即係喺呢個上流裏邊咧，將嗰條河改咗道。
So they cut the water channel. They came from the river upstream. So they block up the river flowing from upstream and downstream the channel.
咁啊，波斯嘅兵咧，就係一晚咧，就喺乾咗個河床裏邊咧，就係經過水道裏邊入咗巴比倫城，冇人知道。
At that very night, Persians plug up the upstream of the water and they get in through the channel.
咁佢真係一晚裏邊就亡國啦。
So that very night, they went inside the wall of the Babylon.
咁呢個嘅呢件事咧，居然喺呢個以賽亞書裏邊有記載過喎。呢個預言啊，以賽亞書第十三章。
This event was recorded in Isaiah chapter 13.
以賽亞書第十三章裏邊講過喎。當時巴比倫仲未興起啊！當以賽亞寫嗰陣時候，
When Isaiah written this book, Babylon wasn't a kingdom.
起碼咧呢件事咧係起碼400年後先係，起碼呢個係300年後先應驗嘅。
And this prophecy was fulfilled.
我睇下呢個第十三章第17節去到第18節點講。
Let's look at chapter 13.
佢話巴比倫人係會亡喺馬代波斯當中，當時馬代波斯亦都未興起嘅。
So at that time, the Medes was not a kingdom yet. He said, "I will stir up against them the Medes."
同埋以賽亞書第21章。
Also Isaiah 21.
第5節。
Verse 5.
話佢哋係邊個時候巴比倫會亡咧？就係佢食緊飯嗰陣時候。擺緊筵席嗰陣就亡國噶喎，有一章五節，他們擺設筵席，派人守望，又吃又喝，首領啊，你哋弊咯，你哋。
In the verse, it prophesies against Babylon, say that they set up the tables, they spread the rugs, they eat and drink, get up the officials, oil the shield, prophesying the fall of Babylon.
耶利米書
，also in the book of Jeremiah，
亦都有提過類似嘅預言。今次仲更加準確。耶利米書第50章。Jeremiah 50。
Jeremiah chapter 50。
50章第38節。
38。
係呢個係會擾，話係會講到係會擾亂呢個巴比倫嘅嘅軍隊之後咧，大家留心啊，第38節裏邊有干旱臨到他們，佢種水必定會枯乾喎，因為呢個挑黑偶像嘅地方啊，話巴比倫亡嗰時候咧，佢忽然間嘅水咧係會枯乾曬嘅。
So he prophesied about the fall of Babylon at that time there was a drought。
同埋話明咧，巴比倫亡咗之後咧，巴比倫嘅城市永遠唔會再有人可以建立到。
He also prophesied that after the fall of Babylon, that it would not be rebuilt again。
耶利米書第51章第32節。
Is that Jeremiah 51:32？
是讲到他道口被占据了，苇塘是被火烧了，兵丁亦都惊慌。个道口嗰个字其实中文译道口，我哋大家唔系好清楚系讲咩意思咧。咁其实咧，英文话系河 （river crossing）。
He said that the river crossing seized, the marsh set on fire, and the soldiers terrified.
第36節。第51章36節，佢話：所以耶和華如此說，我必為你伸冤，為你報仇，我必使巴比倫嘅海枯乾，使佢嘅泉源乾竭。
Then he said, "See, I will defend the cause and avenge you. I will dry up the sea and make her spring dry."
第39節仲更加清楚：他們火熱的時候，我必為他們擺設筵席，使他們沉醉，好叫他們快樂，睡了長覺，永不醒啊！
And also said,
長眠啊，可以。
Also said in verse 39, said, "But while they were aroused, I will set out a feast for them and make them drunk, so that they shout with louder than sleep forever and not awake."
第57節裏邊講，我必使巴比倫嘅首領、智慧人、省長、副首長、勇士都沉醉。
And also said, "I will make the official and wise men drunk."And her governors, officials, and warriors as well.
咁啊，梗係啦，皇帝飲緊酒醉咗嗰陣時候，咁啊，大臣又醉酒啦，咁啊，軍官又醉酒，咁啊，士兵咧梗係醉埋啦，上行下效啊嘛。
So you can see that the king gets drunk, same as the officials and the soldiers. You follow the path.
大家睇到聖經裏邊所講預言嘛，有啲係可以好準嘅喎。
So you can see the what's prophesied in the Bible, it did come true.
下次會同大家繼續睇下呢個嘅但以理書裏邊所講嘅預言。咁啊，今日就好似講咗好多古仔啊嚇。咁希望係挑起你大家係研究世界歷史嘅興趣啦。
I hope I can arouse you to have interest to look at the history side of the Bible.
我哋一個結束嘅禱告。
师
父，我哋感谢你为我哋预备你自己嘅话语。我哋知你嘅话语一点一画也不改变。人类嘅历史在你嘅面前系唔可以系有任何隐藏。净系简简呢个三节圣经里边就讲出一个冇可能发生嘅世界历史，居然系发生咗。
Just simply in the three of the verses in Jeremiah and Daniel, it describes the events it does fulfill.
主，我知道世界在你嘅掌管之下。
We know the world is in your hands, under your control.
愿你国度快啲降临。
May your kingdom come.
愿你嘅旨意成就在地上，如同成在天上。
May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
我哋感谢求奉我主耶稣基督嘅名求。
We pray on this in Jesus' name.
Amen.